Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Panicking. That's why we bring in our guy, Josh Vernier, to maybe get some people away from the ledge. I don't know. Maybe he agrees. Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, joins us. He's got his on-deck show tonight around 5:30 here on 96.5 The Fan. Vern, I was at the K last night, and I get the sense around me that people were starting to get panicked a little bit.
Yeah, worried about hitting with runners in scoring position, and understandably so. But I wouldn't say it was doom and gloom or, you know, sky is falling. It's just an acknowledgement once again of Vinny Pasquantino's absence. The post-game show last night went a lot better than it did the night before. Because let's also acknowledge these have been great games past two nights, right? 7-6, another, you know, basically an... a two-run game last night, but it goes to extras. Detroit's playing some outstanding baseball. Royals, yeah, last night that one stings a little bit more so than game one. But, no, I'm not sensing the type of – I'll put it this way. I think people were more worried in September of 2015 for some odd reason than they are currently with this team. I'm not sensing the ridiculous panic that I did in 2015 when, remember, they had that rough stretch at the beginning and some were wondering, oh, are they no longer going to have home field advantage throughout the American League? They still handled their business.
I think the biggest thing still on their side, Vern, which I think people don't like to hear for whatever reason it is, time. Like, I mean, just in reality, time is on their side. There are only 10 games left for the Royals. There are only 10 games left for the Tigers. And I don't know that they're going to beat Skubal tonight. He's the American League Cy Young favorite for a reason. They have beaten him in each of the last couple of times they faced him. But if they do beat Skubal tonight, then the Tigers would have to go 7-2 while the Royals go 2-7 over the remaining 9 games. It is difficult to close this kind of gap with only 9 games to play, because if the Royals just fall into 4 wins, you're kind of screwed.
Time and starting pitching. 10 games remain. 60% of those games will be started by Waka, Lugo, and Cole Reagan. So, you know, to me, and listen, you're likely going to face Blake Snell. Like you mentioned, you have Tarek Skubal coming up tonight. Max Fried, maybe a Chris Sale on the horizon in those final three games. So, you know, some difficult tasks still lie ahead. But even if you drop those 4 games, like you're saying, a lot would have to go wrong, right? But, man, you start diving into the schedules of the remaining or the teams that you're elbowing with for these final few spots in the American League postseason, right? Baltimore and Detroit are about to go at it. Baltimore and Minnesota go at it. New York and Baltimore go at it. So, to me, it's going to take, 2-8, 1-9 finish from here on out. And when you have Lugo, Reagans, and Waka, I don't see that happening.
When you look at what's happening with the runners in scoring position, do you anticipate more teams doing what we have seen the Tigers exploit in this series, which is, to hell if I'll ever throw Bobby Witt Jr. a pitch, you'll catch me dead before I throw Bobby a pitch. That's what happened in the game last night. They put it on anybody but Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, understandably so. Why would you? Why would you do anything different? The runners in scoring position, if you go back to the beginning of that 20-game riptide that I talked so much about, since the beginning of that 20-game stretch, the Royals are hitting .195 with runners in scoring position. Since the beginning of September, they're one of the 5 worst offenses in Major League Baseball. And to me, what this is just a reflection of the opponents, right? When you face good teams, you're facing good pitching, and you know, you're going to see a lot of good pitching coming up in a few weeks once the postseason starts. And when the postseason arrives, it normally comes down to two things. How many really good pitchers do you have? And how many hitters that can hit really good pitching do you have? And when you lose a guy like Vinny Pasquantino, who was among the best in baseball at hitting good pitching, that's going to be difficult to replace. So you look at this roster, and you know, Yuli Gurriel's been big in big spots. Hunter Renfroe put a charge into one last night that could have changed the game. You need that Hunter Renfroe. To me, he's a guy that's proven I can hit good pitching consistently. I've been doing it for a decade. You need that guy to get going here in the final 10 games. And then Tommy Pham started off 3-for-3 with runners in scoring position. He's 0 for his last 8. Not all his fault. It was a very shaky strike zone in Pittsburgh, but still, Tommy Pham's been that guy, or at least was that guy in the first week and a half after being acquired. He was that guy that was giving you the quality plate appearance, the great at-bat in the first inning, and consistently at the top of the lineup, just like Vinny was doing when he was here. That's what you need to return. You need Hunter Renfroe's big bat. You need Tommy Pham to get it going at the top of the lineup, and I think not only will they get to the playoffs, I still think they stand a really good chance in that wild card series. And beyond that, who knows?
We starting to see the bullpen list of possible names just get smaller and smaller. I'm not saying people are going to feel better, but James MacArthur, of course, now on the IL. We know some other pitchers over the last, 3 weeks or so have ended up on the IL. Any idea on where things are trending with Harvey or Michael Lorenzen at this point?
Well, they said yesterday that Lorenzen was hopefully going to throw a bullpen coming up this weekend, barring any setbacks. So, if that goes well, does he need a rehab assignment? Where would you go, I guess, out of rehab assignment?
So against 18-year-olds in Arizona, maybe.
Yeah. So that's at least, 2 weeks? So a week and a half? That's the postseason where hopefully a Michael Lorenzen can return. And you're hearing nothing about Hunter Harvey. So even if he starts ramping up, that's a guy that hasn't pitched in months. So, hopefully in the ALDS, but again, that's all hopeful. There's no smoke signal for the team that leads me to believe that either one of those guys are going to be back, by the end of this homestand, certainly.
So, Vern, obviously it changes if you get to the divisional round or the ALCS, but for anybody who is looking for the magic fix-it button for the bullpen, it doesn't really exist. We know the arms they trust, but in a wild card series, who do you think is the starter they're going to throw in leverage for an inning? Is it Singer? Who is it that they're just going to be like, screw it, Singer, go out there and throw two innings really hard and let's see where we are?
Yeah, the Brady Singer conversation's interesting. He's obviously the best starter that likely won't make a start unless, you start Brady, you give him one time through the lineup, and then you bring in Michael Wacha, a guy that's been the NLCS MVP, the guy that's done just about everything in the game. And you ask him to eat up a 5-6 innings, and then suddenly you just hand it off to a Chris Bubich or a Lucas Urseg. Let me put it this way. Who would you feel more comfortable putting in an uncomfortable position? Brady Singer or Michael Wacha? So, right? You allow Brady Singer to go through that regular starter's routine, take him out after the second, third inning, and bring in a guy like Michael Wacha. That could be an option.
How do you think it plays out? Let's say this goes down to the final game of the year, and it's looking more and more like maybe that is going to happen, and your belief, too, that perhaps the top wild card spot is still in play. Well, if that's the case, then the discussions about moving guys around and skipping starts isn't going to happen if that truly happens. So, I mean, we're mentioning Brady Singer pitching one inning, but he might actually have to start game one of a wild card series.
Yeah, I asked JJ about that earlier this week. Are you guys going to press for that home field advantage? And he looked at me like it was a silly question, and maybe I phrased it poorly, which would not be surprising. But for as obvious as it sounds, I want those three games in Kansas City. I want to be able to, take a lead and then do what I want with my bullpen, knowing that, we have that lead. We have that home field advantage. If that means, because right now, if everyone stays on regular rest, it's Lugo and Reagans in the final two games of the season, as you've pointed out. Is home field advantage really worth, not using those guys until a game three, if game three is even there for the team? Yeah, that'll certainly be a terrific conversation for sports radio. Let's hope the Royals can punch their ticket, that Baltimore continues to fall, and that's something this team doesn't even need to consider, that they could start lining up Lugo, Reagans, however they want for games one and two.
Are you with us on Baltimore? They don't. If I got to choose a team to face in the first round of the playoffs, I'd choose them. I don't think they've played very good baseball after the All-Star break, Vern. I don't think they're not playing very good baseball at all.
Statistically, they have not. No, they've been very bad. They haven't beaten a team with an above 500 record in a series since July. Yeah, and I don't know if there's anybody in that bullpen that gives me any sort of fear. Not like a Lucas Ursek. I think he's the best bullpen arm. You know, Corbin Burns is a stud, but I think it's a pretty big drop-off to Zach Eflin or whoever else they want to throw out there. And the pressure's all on Baltimore, right? Again, at least the way I see it, man, my feet have been up for a while. Since the Royals won that eighth game in the Riptide, man, it's all house money from here on out. It's anything but in Baltimore, right? They've been a shoe-in for the postseason for months now. If they gag it away, if that happens in Baltimore, oh, boy, it'll be very similar to what we saw in 2014, where it's just a bunch of, jaws on the floor in those road stadiums.
If you had to guess right now, if it's just one of the two, do you think the Twins or the Tigers make it?
Oh, boy. Are the Tigers look great in person, at least the past two nights. I just don't know if they can continue to piecemeal this pitching together. So I'll ride with the team that I believe in at least two of their starters. Now, Reese Olson getting healthy, that could be big, but I think I'll go Bailey Ober and Pablo Lopez. I think I'll still lean Minnesota.
Josh Furnier, our Royals insider, will be listening tonight, his on-deck show, 5:30, right here on 96.5.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.